Hey everybody, Andrew Lewin here, and welcome to the members area of Ocean Conservation Careers. I'm really, really happy that you decided to buy a membership because this is going to be the resource that you, hopefully, that you will go to every time you're looking for a job, every time you're looking to do something with your career, or just maybe on a weekly basis to check in. At least for the next little while, you're going to be checking in and watching the videos and going through all the action items and whatnot that are all put in this members area. Now, just to let you know, I've created this members area or this course so that not only just to help you find your first job to kick off your career, but it's to find you jobs and develop you as a person, as a career oriented person in the ocean conservation industry. So my hope and my mission is that you use this resource from now until the end of your career. Okay, so that's what I'm hoping to do. I do plan on updating the material as well as adding certain aspects that I see fit in this members area on an annual basis. So you'll see changes to maybe even the look and feel just to help the user experience, and maybe some content as well as I see fit as things change, because things change not as rapidly as computers, but you know, things change quite a bit in this industry, as well as how to find jobs and whatnot. So there's a lot of shifts. And I'd like to make sure that you guys know about those shifts before everybody else does, so that you get a chance to capitalize on them. So anyway, without further ado, this video is supposed to be a quick video to just show you the members area and get you familiar with the members area. So let's go right over to the members page. After you log in, all right, you've registered. After you log in, you're always going to come to this dashboard. So this is the dashboard right here. Obviously, the video that's up here is going to be different. It's actually going to be me talking right now to you. But anyway, you're going to see on the left-hand side a menu, and you're going to see a menu that's very similar on the top menu, I guess, the main menu, as I like to call it, just below the title. So when you want to come to the dashboard, obviously just click dashboard. There's not much here. Actually, one important thing about the dashboard is join the members only Facebook group, okay, to connect. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can go on Facebook and request and search for Ocean Conservation Careers group, and it should come up. When it does, click to join, and I will check to make sure that you are the person that is the member of this course, because it is a members only group, and I will accept you. Another way is you can send me the email that's associated with your account, your Facebook account. I'll search it and I'll add you to the group as soon as possible. So do that as soon as you can. If you want, pause the video right now, go and do that so that we can get you into the group and we can get you asking questions and sharing with other members as the membership grows. So let's go back to the dashboard. So, you know, this is I like to call this the main menu at the top here. There's a bunch of things you can do. Dashboard will always bring you to this page. You can go to the different modules, which is very similar. Which is very similar here. You got challenges in ocean conservation career, setting up your career with all the different modules within there. And then your application, and you've got the going through the application module, and you've got sub modules in there. Okay, so same as this menu here. So if I click on setting up your career, there are other modules within that, and you can watch the video. This is an introduction video, and then there's plan your path, your education, your network, and getting the right experience. So that's all in there. So if I want to go back to the dashboard, click on the dashboard, and I'm back here. OCC Tips is a web series that I did about a year ago, back in 2013, depending on when you're watching this. This is I'm just clicking over here right now. It's a couple of just quick tips that I did on the main page of speakupforblue.com. I might bring that back up it takes a lot of time to create these videos. But it might, you know, here you have why you don't hear back for an interview, apply for jobs using the right and sensible approach. So these are just links to these videos. So for instance, if I click on this link, you will go you will go to a video where you can find that. Okay, that's in the members only area. I've added it especially for that. So, there's also OCC interviews, which is another web series I did with interviews with different people. You have Samantha Whitcraft, which is a great interview and actually one of my favorites. Actually, all of these are my favorites, to be honest, because I know them quite well. I got to know them very well. So you get to learn what it's like to be part of an NGO with Samantha Whitcraft. Learn what it's like to be an ocean communicator with Deb Castanella. Wallace J. Nichols talks about conserving, using a different model, business model, to do ocean conservation. I'm not going to say anything more about that because I want you to watch that video. It's pretty cool. It's something that I considered doing at one point. Bob Payne is a professor up here in Canada, and he talked about what it's like to be a professor. And then Jesse Senko is a sea turtle biologist who was talking about what it's like to be a PhD student in marine science, which is, I thought was a pretty cool interview. All these people are really good. And I will be adding more interviews as I go along. It's something that I really enjoy doing. Again, it's finding the time to do it in my spare time of being a daddy and having a full-time job and doing this as well. So I want to keep this going as much as possible. The community, this page is blank right now, but essentially it's, just to get to a Facebook page. I'll put a link to the Facebook page here, which I haven't done yet. And the resources. The resources are pretty straightforward. If I find web articles that I like, you can go there, and they're generally web articles that speak to everything. It doesn't necessarily speak to ocean conservation, but speak to just job searching and applications and career building that I thought would be important. And then we have job pages that I have. It's a list of job pages that I go to all the time. Now, of course, I'm a marine scientist, but I'm also a conservationist, so there's a lot of conservation things in here. And I'm GIS focused, so there might be some GIS related sites. So if you are a GIS person, then you can go to there. Anyway, that is the dashboard. If you have any questions, you can always contact me in the Facebook group. So the first thing to do, join the Facebook group. Let's get together. Let's chat, and we will get to know each other more. I look forward to it. And enjoy the videos, and ask questions in the Facebook group about the videos if you have, if you want, and we can go from there. Okay, we'll talk to you later, and I look forward to seeing you in the Facebook group. See you later.